At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation.
Today on Dish Nation, Andrew Freund sits down with the hilarious Amy Poehler to talk about her new show.
Sandra Bullock and Jennifer Aniston have an ex in common, and now they're comparing notes.
Plus, what famous couple uses rock, paper, scissors to resolve their arguments? And what R&B singer wants some sex for Valentine's Day? And Brad is out, but we have back in studio comedian actress Crystal Powell.
Yeah.
So happy to be back and looking forward to hearing about Amber Rose's explanation of that face tattoo.
Yes, girl. I'm happy you're back, too. Now, L.A. will be joining us very soon, so let's do this.
So, Headcrack, you have a story about one of our favorite funny men.
Yup, and it looks like Jim Carrey's about that creep life. Or is he? Now, during a recent press tour for his new film, Sonic the Hedgehog, Jim was being interviewed by reporter Charlotte Long of Heat Magazine. And when she asked him if he had anything left on his bucket list, here's what he had to say. Check it out.
And in the film, Sonic has a bucket list. And I was wondering, after all you've done in your career and in your life, is there anything still left on your bucket list?
Just you.
Oh. Wow.
That's it. It's all done now.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that.
Just own it.
Okay, I'm owning it now.
She was ready.
Yo, and a lot of people are disappointed in Jim Carrey, and they're calling him a creep and a sleazeball. But, no. I mean, like, to the ladies in the room, do you feel like he was wrong, or was he being playful? I don't think he was being creepy.
I actually thought it was pretty romantic.
I was there for it.
I mean, I'm not here for disrespect, right? Mm-hmm. But I felt like he caught it in the moment where it was really cute, mm-hmm. and it was nice and flirtatious. Like, it was cute. She was blushing.
And she was there for it. She was like, I'm here. I'm ready.
Right.
Bring it on, Mr. Carrey.
Right.
And I'm not a lady, but he's a comedian. Mm. He was only joking with he'd be going, oh, I do want to. He didn't make his tongue out
He could have been joking there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, you know, people doing
too much. We still got to, at the end of the day, let men be men. And, you know, as long as they do it in a respectful way. And who wouldn't want to go out with Jim Carrey?
Okay. Exactly.
I mean, everybody most women love a funny man.
Especially if he's rich.
Okay.
Hello?
So if you were sitting across from somebody notable and you had the opportunity to shoot your shot, Gary, what would you do?
I wouldn't. If it's public, no, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't?
If it's a whole bunch of people around, no, I wouldn't do it because I don't like
that. And you wouldn't do it private either because you'd be nervous and shy.
Yes.
I know you too well.
Yeah.
When the interview done, you'd be like, thank you.
Yeah.
I would send a text, maybe, or something like that. So I just wouldn't do it.
A text? What you going to say?
So they can screenshot it and put it on the net?
Huh?
So they can screenshot it and put it on the net?
Yeah. But I would just say hi. If they put that on the net, then hell, okay, mean for me to be out there. So.
Hey, Greg, how do you go for it? Because I know a lot of women come here, and when they do interviews with Headcrack, his eye contact be making them feel some type of way.
In this Me Too environment that we're in right now, I just communicate like a dolphin, and I just do it just with my eyes
so,
and
yeah.
subliminally talk to him.
So, yeah, when this interview is over, can I get them digits? Slap them cheeks?
You sure can. I can take all of it. Yeah.
See, and therefore, I didn't say it.
Yeah. We said it for you.
See?
I said it for you.
All
right. Well, it seems like Sandra Bullock and Jennifer Aniston passed around a little more than scripts in Hollywood.
Oh, nice.
Jennifer Aniston is gracing the cover of the March issue of Interview Magazine, and
holy hell!
My God!
Yeah,
that
buddy.
Woman you're looking at is 51 years old.
No way, dude!
And smoking hot. I mean, between her and Jennifer Lopez. Women, ladies, we really have no excuses.
50's not a new 20.
Really Five. Look good. I think she looks better than she ever has, actually. She was interviewed by
her in the back of my Harley like that.
She was interviewed by her girlfriend, Sandra Bullock, for the magazine, and the ladies talked about brown liquor, their lives, and friendship, and the two also revealed that they were introduced through a mutual ex-boyfriend.
Whoa.
Yes, they shared a man, and that is actor Tate Donovan.
No way!
He got Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock.
Not the most attractive guy in the world, either.
Not really. So the interview went a little something like this, and Frank, I think I want you to play the role of Jennifer Aniston. I will play the role of Sandra Bullock.
Awesome.
Okay, for this little exchange. Are you ready?
Should I say action?
Okay. Yeah, let me know.
Cameras are rolling, action.
You know, we were introduced by our former boyfriend. I say our because you and I both partook in a human being.
Oh?
Yes, we did. That's a beautiful way of saying it.
We both took part in Tate. Donovan, you know, the actor who was very patient human being, given that, you know, he dated both of us.
He seems to have a type.
Talented, funny, kind, introspective, generous.
Loves architecture and interior design.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Scene.
Oh
my God.
That's the best segment we've ever done on Dish Nation, you guys.
Do Jennifer Aniston and Sandra Bullock seem like the same kind of girl?
Both incredibly hot.
They're incredibly hot, but I feel like Sandra Bullock is more, because I mean, I hiked with her once and our dogs played, yeah.
Nice.
Very sort of just low-key, down to earth, like no frills.
She's a mom.
I mean, both the same age. It seems like that would be, you know, they would always be friends and always hang out. Like the girls at the bar together, there was the blonde and the brunette, so you could like choose which one you were into more type-wise.
Yes.
And I could also see them running in the same circles too.
As a man, okay, if there were two women who were sharing stories about you and your penis and your sex life.
Love it. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, because it's good.
Nobody has anything bad to say about Chuy Martinez.
I'll give you all the phone numbers to all my ex-girlfriends, and you talk to them.
And they'll all say the same thing, that you're fantastic.
Why are you so angry? Why does Frank get so mad?
I mean,
because he can't say the same thing.
Okay, Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
What?
We want to help everyone keep the love flowing in their relationships, which means no arguing, people.
That's right.
It ruins
stuff. Romance.
Yeah, man.
And why argue when you can just solve your problems like Nick Lachey and his lovely wife, Vanessa?
Oh, what do they do?
What do they do?
Mm-hmm.
Any conflict they have, they settle it with rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, my wife and I do something very similar, but we just settle it with scissors.
It's rock, paper, scissoring.
It's just scissors. We both throw scissors.
So the couch is stopped by people now to dish about their new dating. They got a new dating series coming out. It's called Love is Blind. And this is what they had to say about keeping the peace in their marriage.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. I don't let it fester. He doesn't let it. We speak our mind. Sometimes you have to walk away.
Don't lie. It's all about rock, scissors, paper.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how we settle everything.
But we do ours. We do 1, 2, 3, hit. And so it's always like, okay, fine. See?
There you go.
Do you actually do rock, paper, scissors for our
certain things. I'll be like, who's going to go pick him up today? Okay, you go get him.
It's agreed upon. That's the ultimate deciding.
It really is communication.
But that's not communication.
It's not?
It's not communication.
That's solving it with rock, paper, scissors. I mean, it really didn't solve the problem. It's just like, you lost, go. But you still are upset. You still didn't get to be heard.
Are you really going to be upset, though? Like,
When you turn in something silly, then it lightens the moment. Right? I guess it's the fairest way to do something.
Right.
Right?
Our kid just fell. Who's going to take him to the emergency room? Okay, I guess I'll go.
Well, shouldn't you both go? Is it
the Chewy and I both threw scissors. Well, yeah, we should both go. Chewy, you're a horrible father.
I think this opens it up to like everything
else. I'm a dog dad.
It's like, okay, you know, let's have sex. No, okay, rock, paper, scissors. Okay, let's have sex. Rock, paper, scissors. Ready?
One, two, three, throw.
Ready?
Go.
Oh, you both are doing me.
Yeah. We're cutting that paper, baby.
I'm in the middle.
But see, isn't that fun? Isn't that fun? We have an Oreo.
I'm the cream in the Oreo.
No, you're the meat in the sub sandwich.
Oh, thank you.
All right, everyone, keep it right here because we have more Dish Nation right after the break. Dish
Nation. I know you come to Dish to get your celebrity tea, but I know a place you can go to pass the time while engaging your brain and enjoying breathtaking visuals. The answer is Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a casual game anyone can play, but it is made for adults. It's a unique and exciting puzzle experience, unlike other puzzle games out there. Best Fiends updates the games monthly with new levels and events, so it never gets old. And I love the bright colors and visual style and design of Best Fiends, and it just keeps me engaged. And I always find myself playing at the most random times, like on my breaks in between radio and Dish, and I love that it does not require internet to play, so it's great for traveling. You can literally play anywhere. Now, you engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters with over 100 million downloads. This 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. So download Best Fiends. You can do it for free in the Apple App Store, or you can also download it on Google Play. That's Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Woo! So Portia, sounds like Amber Rose is breaking down why she got her face tat.
Child, she sure is. Now, the beautiful Amber Rose surprised us all when she got her son's names, Bash and Slash, tattooed smack dab above right here on her forehead. Well, last night she went on Fox Soul TV show One-on-One with Keisha Cole and talked about what influenced her to get this tattoo.
I don't want this to sound like corny or anything, but like kind of after Kobe died, it made me like reflect on my life. And I don't want people to be like, oh, Kobe died and you went and got a tattoo. But it was kind of like that because, you know, I thought about my dad, and like my dad had cancer when he was 40 and he went through remission and he's good, but he almost died, like, and I'm 36. And I was like, you know what? Life is so short. Just do it. Just live your best life. And I'm happy I did it.
And if he wanted to do it, if he did it and you were there and in support and just loving, you know, your guy, you know what I'm saying? And saying, we got them both, baby.
Well, he encouraged it. He was just like, baby, get it.
Okay, for more on the interview, make sure you go to foxsoul.tv. But what do you guys think about her reasoning?
All I want to say is whatever strand of weed they got running out there in Atlanta, in L.A. right now, do not bring that stuff to Atlanta.
I know.
Everybody out there is losing their damn mind.
Yeah, you running naked in the street.
Yeah. You know if I had some, because I come in here with Pilar on my forehead.
Okay.
My friend wanted me to put a missile, honey, on my face. I'm like, uh-uh.
A missile?
A missile? He's trying to blow you up?
What was the missile for? What was that metaphor for?
I don't know, but I'm like, right there on my cheek. I'm like,
take off.
Yeah.
General. Rocket man.
You're supposed to bathe in the bath salt, not eat the bath salt. What the hell y'all got going on?
Well, all right, y'all. It's time for another What the Fashion.
That's right, honey. And these shoes, honey, are sizzling.
Yes, honey.
They sizzling, baby. That's because, honey, Crocs have teamed up with KFC, yes, Kentucky Fried Chicken, to make some delicious new footwear, honey. Now, the bottom of the shoes, honey, look like KFC chicken buckets, and the tops, honey, look like fried chicken, baby. They even come with removable charms attached on the top, honey, that look and smell like real drumsticks. But, baby, don't you eat them, honey.
Oh, my God.
Now, the shoes will be available this spring, and they're $59.99.
I wish I would buy a pair of Kentucky Fried Crocs.
What?
I would not be caught dead.
I think they look finger-licking good.
Yeah, honey, think about this question. Lying in your bed, honey, your man come home, say, honey, what you want to eat? And you put your leg up,
I
got you a drumstick right here.
Nasty plastic drumstick.
Y'all got
that.
Some fat dudes who got foot fetishes are going to have, like, a 2-for-1 going on there.
Toes and chicken.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right. So, do you want to enjoy fried foods without the extra mess and added calories? Well, good news. You can safely air fry your favorite foods or snacks with the GoWise USA 3.7-quart programmable air fryer. It uses little to no oil, so you can enjoy your favorite fried foods without the added calories.
Now, I love to cook, so tell me more. This sounds great.
Yo, this air fryer has an extra-large food basin and 8 presets, including warm fries and chips, chicken steak, shrimp, pork, fish, and cake. And it has a digital screen, so you can set the temperature temperature from 170 to 400 degrees and cook your food from 1 to 30 minutes, and it automatically turns off when the basket is removed or after the time is done. It's available in black or red, and it comes with a 50-page recipe book.
Okay, now I need one of these. How much is it?
Well, the GoWise USA 3.7-quart programmable air fryer has been seen as high as $148. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $49. Just go to MotorSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
After the break, Andrew Freund is talking to Amy Poehler and the cast of Fox's new animated show, Duncanville. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. The new Fox animated show Duncanville premieres this Sunday, and our boy Andrew Freund got a chance to sit down with Amy Poehler and the rest of the cast. Take a look.
You flunked what?
English. Can't you read?
What are you doing to Mommy?
Mommy and I are just pounding it out.
It's spring cleaning day.
Talk to people what they're going to see on the show. Kind of give us the premise.
Okay, it's about this boy, Duncan, who has a rich inner life about girls and adventures, and he's the world's most average teenager. And it's about his family and friends, and we're a family, he's a friend. It's hilarious people in a super joke-heavy show by one of the Simpsons writers, and it's amazing.
Now, I want to go back to Burlington, Massachusetts.
Ooh!
I want to go back there. I want to see a young Amy there. You know what? I'm going to call her Precocious Poehler.
Yeah, that would be right.
What was Precocious Poehler like back then?
Loudmouth.
Mm-hmm.
Really trying to get attention.
Yeah.
Roller skating in your driveway.
Okay.
Supportive young parents.
Yeah.
And just a dream, a girl with a dream.
When you were the age back then, were you precocious? Were you naughty?
Huh. I'll say this. I moved around a lot. Mm-hmm. So I went to a high school where no one knew who I was. And I would say the most precocious thing I did is I just lied as a freshman and told everyone that I wasn't a virgin.
Okay.
And then just continued
Cut
as a virgin.
30 years later, he's right still a virgin. Now, there's a house vacant next to Duncan. If you were going to put another animated family next to them, who would that be and why? Which animated family would that be?
The Simpsons? Actually, you know what? Flanders family.
Yes.
Okay. I want calm. Let's hang out, but also, stick yourself. We'll go to the church.
What if weird people move next to Duncan and he was always thinking, murder was happening over there?
Yeah.
You know, he's the kind of kid that watch a lot of, Netflix late at night and be really into true crime. And so he thinks he's solving something over there.
Right.
Oh, I know. I would put Daria.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
She would want to be Quinn. She would follow Quinn around.
I might want to live next to the King of the Hill folks.
Okay.
Just because I feel like I could change some perceptions.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's another important holiday. It's the 10th anniversary of Galentine's Day.
Oh, it's the 10th anniversary.
I just looked this up.
You know how I'm celebrating? I'm having dinner tonight with Rashida Jones, Aubrey Plaza, and Catherine Hahn.
Ah!
Yeah, we do it. We are friends.
Like, in real life?
Retta's not joining us, but she is there in spirit.
Okay.
And, in real life, we dine on the reg.
They're like your, if Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox, mm-hmm. They're friends in real life.
Yes.
You guys are friends in real life.
Yeah, I would love to be anybody's Jennifer Aniston.
I would like to be Jennifer Aniston.
Same. I just saw some pictures. We're getting off topic
here. No, it's okay.
But I saw some pictures of her.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
I want whatever she's doing.
Probably hasn't had sugar in 25 years.
I mean...
Duncan, you're ready to be designated driver for my book club.
Why would a book club need a designated driver?
When I think about you, I touch myself.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Woo! All right, Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and I hope everybody listening, you fellas, I hope you buy your significant other something for Valentine's
Day. Made reservations.
Right. But ladies, if you haven't yet, you don't worry, because singer Tank says that sex is a great Valentine's Day gift.
The number one gift for men is sex, followed by chocolate.
But you can't just do what you normally do. And Tank says you got to put a little extra work in than just the usual, you know, Tuesday night.
So, I mean, it could be as simple as Tank is saying. Put a little extra for Valentine's Day. Don't just give us the sex that you give us all the time.
Dim the lights. Light a candle.
Put on something nice. Put a little spice on it.
As opposed to just sliding it to the side and being like, hurry up, the kids are coming
home. As opposed
to
you still checking your Facebook. Put it down.
Oh, so she can show up. Sex is great, but you need to up it a little bit. Lingerie is good enough.
Lingerie.
Just spice it up.
As subtle as an exciting.
Something brand new.
Exciting it can be. Yeah. They say in the first 6 months of any relationship, that's when you spend the most money on Valentine's Day. $700. After 20 years, you spend like $1,350. So in the beginning, she wore the lingerie. So it's been a long time since you've seen anything with silk on it. So just
silk and lace.
Put some silk on it.
I want some good sex, some chocolate cake, and no fights for a week.
Maybe sex is enough, but we get to choose what we do.
Well, what about the thing that I don't like to do? It hurts.
Well, I bought you a damn purse, and the purse was $3,000. You're giving me every little.
No, I'm only gonna let you stick it in my purse.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.